22 below zero in 1895. Last year's high, 38, and the low was 23. Sunset will happen at 5:27 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning around 5 minutes after 7. We have a northeast wind around 4 miles per hour and a barometer reading that states a 30-34 mark. Also about a half inch of snow in the overnight. No delays or cancellations. It's a crusty snow out there, a little slippery, so be careful as you head out and about. Be prepared. 11 was the midnight reading. Right now we're at 7 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Paris AI Summit concluding today, and Vice President J.D. Vance, on his first foreign trip in office, told the world leaders and tech executives the U.S. opposes AI regulation.
We believe that excessive regulation of the AI sector could kill a transformative industry just as it's taking off.
Meanwhile, the EU is threatening what it calls countermeasures after President Trump announced 25% tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. He also demanded Hamas release all Israeli hostages by the weekend. Hamas has said it's putting the next release on hold, accusing Israel of violating the ceasefire. A federal judge extended the hold on the Trump administration's buyout offer to federal workers. Three unions representing federal employees called it an unlawful ultimatum. And the Justice Department ordered federal prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, saying it would inhibit Adams from helping the immigration crackdown. This is ABC News. A deadly plane accident in Arizona involving a private jet belonging to a rock star. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says that plane's landing gear failed and it hit another jet.
The Learjet is registered to a company owned by Motley Crue lead singer Vince Neil. The rock star was not on the plane, but TMZ reports his girlfriend was and broke 5 ribs. She is recovering in the hospital along with a friend she was traveling with. TMZ also says they were traveling with dogs who survived. Authorities have not released the name of the person killed or the other survivors. Two pilots were operating the Learjet at the time of the crash.
Scottsdale Airport's closed until further notice. If you can find eggs at a store, you may not be able to buy as many as you want. Trader Joe's says it will limit purchases to 1 dozen per customer per day. Other stores are also starting to put similar limits in place as bird flus devastated poultry flocks, cutting egg supplies and sending prices higher. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
Good news for gluten-free and dairy-free shoppers. Whitaker's Market has new shipments of allergen-friendly products coming in weekly. Our non-dairy case is stuffed with milk, cream, butter, ice cream, yogurt, cheese, and more. In the gluten-free department, you'll find bread, crackers, cereal, chips, baking mixes, and the list goes on, over 100 items all told. And we sell it 30 to 60% cheaper than you are likely to find it anywhere else. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Fenimore held on for a 41-38 win over the Riverdale boys basketball team last night at Riverdale. Also beginning the week with some games in boys basketball were Sauk Prairie with a win against River Valley 70-45 and Highland 80, Benton 59. Toma beat Viroqua 83-37. In girls basketball, it was River Valley over Iowa Grant 47-32. Wazika Steuben 85, Boscobel 51. Lancaster 61, Fenimore 39, Winnewick Center got the win against Seneca 39-28, Royal 59, Lafarge Youth Initiative 27. Mineral Point beat Belmont 51-39 in girls basketball. The Bucks dropped a 125-111 decision to Golden State despite 38 from Damian Lillard. New Bucks center Kyle Kuzma scored 21. Milwaukee travels to Minnesota for a Wednesday night showdown with the Timberwolves. In other action, it was Cleveland over Minnesota, 128-107. San Antonio beat Washington, 131-121. Atlanta over Orlando, 112-106. Boston beat Miami, 103-85. Brooklyn, 97. Charlotte, 89. Oklahoma City over New Orleans, 137-101. In overtime, Sacramento topped Dallas, 129-128. Denver, 146. Portland, 117. The Lakers, 132. Utah, 113. College basketball, number 6, Houston over Baylor, 76-65. Marquette gets back to action tonight as they will be taking on their opponent DePaul. 7:30 tip-off time tonight. And that is a Tuesday morning look at sports.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
A high temperature in the upper teens today with flurries ending this morning, mostly cloudy and cold. Flurries tonight, a low of 4, 19 Wednesday, 1 to 3 inches expected with the heaviest total south of Richland County. Thursday, 16, some sunshine but still chilly and a bit breezy. Friday, 24, snow likely late evening, 2 to 4 inches possible overnight. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 11, and we are down from that with about a half inch of snow this morning. West to southwest winds at 5, and we're at 7 degrees in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Hello, good morning. We're ready to start Tuesday. This is Riley Green.
Never knew my old man's truck could even run like that. Should have known better than to take that curve so fast. Daddy pulled up, I was down in a ditch. He asked me why I did what I did. There was this girl drinking her hand. Shoot me a let's get into trouble grin. I ain't ever seen something so fine. And I was doing anything to make her mine. I was out of my mind. She was out of this world. There was this girl. Some folks ask me why I still pick this guitar. See, living that life on the road won't get you very far. I say, man, you should have been down in Tupelo, seen what was in the front row. There was this girl. Out of this world.
Riley Green, There Was This Girl. All right. Well, some snow in the forecast here and there. And, of course, they got it fairly right overnight. But show of hands, how many are confident we're going to get the snow they're talking about? I don't know. You know, that I don't want to point fingers, but Tony is like the meteorologist who cried snow one too many times. One of these times, though, he's going to be right on or off where we're going to get more than predicted. But looks like maybe some, especially Wednesday night and then maybe Friday night too, late, which could cause some problems with some of our early morning Saturday events. But we will wait and see about that. That was supposed to happen this last week and really didn't. Drive carefully on your way out and about. There are no delays or cancellations in the school department today. Here's Morgan Wallen.
You did tonight. Your tipsy friend grabbed that bartender, gave him a phone and pulled us over there with him. He counted to three, and baby, I haven't seen a side of you in forever. And I hate it's the truth, but baby, you never do when we're alone together. It was good to see you smile. Girl, you know it's been a while. It was good to see you smile, even if it was just for the picture. They say a picture's worth a thousand words, but you ain't said one since you woke up. Silly me, thinking we could make it work. Can you blame me for getting my hopes up? You know it took me right back to how it used to be. And baby, seeing us like that is still a little bittersweet. But it was good to see you smile. Girl, you know down by my side.
help me make it through tonight. I don't care what's right or wrong. I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad.
Sammy Smith and the first hit version of that song, Help Me Make It Through the Night. 7 degrees here at WRCO Radio. It is 17 minutes after 6. If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badgerland Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed & Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5, and don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed & Such.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Used to be a little on the wild side, used to run the streets in the moonlight, up to no good. Didn't matter what was on the label, I could drink them all underneath the table. Yeah, I know. Always breaking hearts cause I had to shoot first. I put so many miles on that poor girl, and I know it hurt to watch me go. So I just wanted to let you know. Hey mama, made it. I ain't talking about being famous. Do you remember all those times you prayed with? I strayed, well, I finally found my way. Got me a good man and learned a lot.
Sasha on WRCO, FM 100.9. Drive carefully on your way out and about today. It is an on-time morning today in southwest Wisconsin, 6:24 the time.
I've been watching you for a long time, sitting on your front porch swing. So I'm going to ask you one little question, one simple little thing.
Are you available to walk with me? Are you available to talk with me? Are you available to spend some time with me tonight? We can jump in the truck, take a little ride, maybe go on down by the riverside. Are you available? Are you available tonight? See your pretty eyes, oh, so soft and blue. It makes me wanna do things
available to walk with me? Are you available to talk with me? Are you available to spend some time with me?
On WRCO Radio. If any husbands or boyfriends mess up Valentine's Day this week, it's not because of a shortage of flowers. In the run-up to February 14th, U.S. Customs and Border Protection says agricultural specialists at Miami International Airport have processed about 940 million stems of cut flowers. Around 90% of the fresh-cut flowers being sold for Valentine's Day in the U.S. come through Miami, while the other 10% pass through Los Angeles. Roses, carnations, along with hydrangeas, chrysanthemums, and others arrive on hundreds of flights, mostly from Colombia and Ecuador, into Miami on their journey to florists and supermarkets across the U.S. and Canada. It looks like we're going to be all right in terms of flowers coming in. So no excuse by saying, oh, wait a minute, I don't think they had any more. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever the case might be, looks like it's going to be easier to get flowers for a bouquet than and to make an egg bouquet. Egg bouquet might be a little bit more expensive.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Great news update is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Light snow or flurries ending this morning, otherwise partial clearing by midday and chilly, a high of 17. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with flurries possible toward morning, a low of 4. 19 Wednesday, snow throughout the day, 1 to 3 inches expected, with the heaviest totals south of Richland County on Wednesday. Right now in Richland Center, it is 7 degrees. There are no delays or cancellations today.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love love seat to relax in style. The Bullenberg dining table with four chairs to bring the family together. The Lavenhorn reclining sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort. The Hyanna full or queen panel bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $799 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. The state Supreme Court race is getting expensive. You've probably seen or heard ads supporting Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge and former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. January campaign finance reports show the Crawford campaign raised $2.8 million and Schimmel's $2 million. That 2023 election in which Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz defeated former Justice Daniel Kelly saw more than $51 million spent by both sides, an amount this race could surpass. While Supreme Court elections are officially nonpartisan, Protasiewicz's win gave liberals a 4-3 majority on the court. In this race, Schimmel is backed by Republican and conservative groups, while Crawford has support from liberals and Democrats. The winner of the April 1st election will serve a 10-year term. Wisconsin set weather records in 2024. That's according to the annual climate summary from the State Climatology Office at UW-Madison. This past year was officially the warmest on record since 1895, with a statewide average temp of 47.6 degrees, 3.8 degrees above the 1991 and 2020 normals. This surpassed the previous record of 47.4 degrees set in 2012. Most areas of the state had temperatures 3 to 4 degrees above normal. A few pockets even reached 4 to 5 degrees above normal. The second warmest February on record contributed significantly to the year's exceptional warmth. Last year was the 13th wettest on record, with a statewide average of 37 inches compared on the normal of 34.05 inches. This included the wettest March through August period on record. The DNR is starting prescribed burns.
The DNR says recent precipitation amounts have created conditions that are ideal of burning in certain areas of the state. Prescribed burns support healthy ecosystems for an abundance of plants and animals in Wisconsin. The agency says these burns mimic the benefits historic fires once provided but occur under a safer range of weather and fuel conditions. When conducting a prescribed burn near roads or recreational trails, DNR staff will post signs to notify the public. You're asked to avoid those areas while a burn is being conducted. Visit the DNR's prescribed burn dashboard for more information. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Grand County Sheriff Craig Rukoff reports the passing of an officer. Grand County Correctional Officer Dylan Bellamy died Saturday after being struck by a motor vehicle while walking along the highway near Mattoon, Illinois. Dylan joined the Grand County Sheriff's Office in December of 2023. He was also a member of the Army National Guard, and he was in Illinois for his training weekend with his unit, which is based out of Mattoon. The accident is still under investigation. To assist Sheriff's Office staff, peer support team has been activated, and a grief counselor is being made available for additional services in Grant County. Wisconsin and 21 other states are suing the Trump administration, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the National Institutes of Health for unlawfully cutting funds that support cutting-edge medical and public health research at universities and research institutions across the country. According to a release from the Office of Governor Tony Evers, the coalition is challenging the administration's attempt to unilaterally cut indirect cost reimbursements at every research institution throughout the country. These reimbursements cover expenses to facilitate biomedical research like lab, faculty, infrastructure, and utility costs. The University of Wisconsin-Madison says the proposed cuts would delay discovery and disrupt vital research. The Abundant Life Recovery Fund has now reached more than $500,000. That's according to the United Way, which is hosting the fundraiser. There have been many kinds of donations, especially restaurants donating proceeds from a specific day, but also just everyday people giving to help their neighbors. The principal of Abundant Life says they have a plan for how they're going to use the money. They'll start by paying for anything the families who lost loved ones in the December 16th shooting could need. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and mom and teacher Aaron West were killed. Then they'll use the money to help those injured pay medical bills. And lastly, they'll use whatever is left over to provide mental health resources so the whole Abundant Life community can heal. There will be two blood drives in the area coming up Wednesday. Ithaca High School will be holding a blood drive from 9 until 2 tomorrow at the high school. All donors will receive a Just Donate It hat as a thank you. Appointments are greatly appreciated. You can register online at versatai.org/WI or by calling 877-232-4376. The other drive will be an Impact Life blood drive from 11 until 3:30 at Julie Karen State Farm. You can register online at the Impact Life donor portal. You can also contact Impact Life if you have any questions at hello@impactlife.org or 1-800-747-5401. And the 2025 United States Championship Cheese Contest is set to take place next month, bringing together dairy manufacturers from 31 states to compete for the title of U.S. champion. Organizers say this year's contest has seen a record-breaking 2,400 entries submitted for evaluation, showcasing an array of cheese, butter, and dry dairy ingredients across 117 classes. Judges will evaluate the entries on various criteria, including flavor, texture, and appearance, as they seek to identify the standout products that will earn those top honors. And the Brewers will be honoring beloved broadcaster Bob Uecker all season. The team announced yesterday that players will be wearing a special patch to honor the longtime announcer all through the 2025 season. President of Operations Rich Schlesinger says the plaid patch will match Uecker's unique style. A planned celebration of Uecker's life is set for later this year. Uecker died last month at the age of 90 after spending 54 years announcing for the team.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the upper teens. Also today, partial clearing by midday, but chilly. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with flurries possible toward morning, a low of 4. Wednesday, cloudy with snow throughout the day. 1 to 3 inches expected. The heaviest totals on Wednesday south of Richland County. And also for Wednesday night, a low of 3 with another inch of snow possible. Right now in Richland Center, after the daytime high yesterday of 29, it was 11 at midnight. And it is an on-time morning. There are no delays or cancellations or weather-related announcements. It is 7 degrees.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at last night, tonight's schedule, and the Bucks dropped a decision to Golden State last night.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Last night in boys basketball, Fenimore held on for a 41-38 victory over Riverdale. The Chieftains put forth a great effort against a team they had lost to by 34 points last Thursday night. Last evening, Riverdale led 21-19 at halftime and battled back from an 8-point deficit in the second half. They had a late shot that missed for a lead in the last seconds. Fenimore's Reese Kelly actually made two free throws with 2 seconds left remaining to give the Golden Eagles a 3-point lead. The Chieftains missed a half-court shot for a tie at the end of the game. Chieftains sophomore Bevan Dennis hit 5 3-pointers and wound up with 20 points to lead all scorers. Fenimore was paced by Jude Kinney with a total of 13. The visitors prevailed in the JV game 47-24 over Riverdale. The Chieftains will host Boscobel for Riverdale Senior Night tonight. The Golden Eagles are now 6-5 in the conference. They'll play at Mineral Point this evening. Sauk Prairie got the win against River Valley. That final was 70-45. Highland over Benton, 80-59. Toma, 83. Viroqua, 37. River Ridge, 80. Shoalsburg, 51. Belmont, 57. Cassville, 55. Pecatonica, 90. And Judah, 42. In girls basketball, River Valley, 47. Iowa Grant, 32. Wazika Steuben got the win against Boscobel, 85-51. Lancaster, 60. 61, Fenimore, 39, Wanewuk Center, 39-28 over Seneca, Royal, 59, Lafarge Youth Initiative, 27. It was Mineral Point, 51, Belmont, 39, Holman, 54, and Toma, 20. Tonight on the schedule, girls basketball, Viroqua at Richland Center. That's our next featured broadcast as the Hornets play host to the Blackhawks. Boscobel plays at Ithaca, Darlington at Dodgeville, Bangor at New Lisbon, Wanewuk Center at Royal. It's Highland at Belmont, Reedsburg at McFarland, Lafarge at North Crawford, and Wisconsin Heights at Cambridge. Boys basketball, Seneca at Lafarge, Ithaca travels to Kickapoo, North Crawford at DeSoto, Weston at Wazika Steuben, Viroqua at River Valley, Broadhead at Dodgeville, Belmont at Lancaster, Boscobel at Riverdale, as we've mentioned, and Fenimore at Mineral Point, Cuba City at Iowa Grant, and Darlington at Southwestern. Reedsburg travels to Lodi in boys basketball. The Bucks dropped a 125-111 decision to Golden State last night, despite 38 points from Damian Lillard. Milwaukee has lost 8 of its last 10 games. The team was playing without superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo, who was expected to be sidelined until after the NBA All-Star game. New Bucks player Kyle Kuzma scored 21. Milwaukee travels to Minnesota for a Wednesday night showdown with the Timberwolves. Elsewhere yesterday, Cleveland, a winner against Minnesota, 128-107. San Antonio got the victory against Washington, 131-121. Atlanta, 112. Orlando, 106. Boston, 103. Miami, 85. Brooklyn, 97-89 over Charlotte. Oklahoma City defeated New Orleans, 137-101. In overtime, Sacramento, 129. Dallas, 128. Denver, 146. Portland, 117. The Lakers, 132. Utah, 113. Badgers cornerback Nizir Forcarine has won an additional year of college eligibility in a courtroom. The ruling follows similar decisions in court affecting other college players. The All-American Forcarine's legal victory represents a major change in NCAA eligibility guidelines. It establishes a precedent for such cases in the future. In this week's AP College Basketball poll, Wisconsin's two major college teams are moving in opposite directions. With a couple of wins, the Badgers have jumped 5 positions to number 16. Only Arizona and Ole Miss improved more. Riding a 3-game losing streak, Marquette has fallen 7 spots to number 18. The Golden Eagles were rated among the top 10 programs for more than 2 months. Marquette plays tonight at home against DePaul. Wisconsin doesn't take the court again until Saturday when they play at Purdue. With an update on Tuesday morning sports, I'm Phil Nee. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon's Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life. My soul. All right. I knew my foot was hurting this morning. I couldn't figure out why, but I found a toothpick in my sock. That'll do it.
Baby, get your shine on. Mercedes. Chrome piece tucked in the console. Riding high up on the down low. Feeling lucky, got hooked up with some Kentucky Clear. So slide that little sugar shaker.
Florida Georgia Line on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center. It is an on-time morning. Looks like Hank Bray's on time, wallering in this morning. And we're going to get ready for the quiz in about a half hour. And I was looking at the fridge, and I have not had a fridge hanger since October. It's been a drought. It has. We'll see how we do a little later on today. California Highway Patrol officers were left playing a giant game of pickup sticks when a truck spilled its load of chopsticks onto the highway. I think we talked about chopsticks recently. But anyway, the Hayward station said on social media officers responded to a report of a traffic hazard and a sticky situation. Turns out someone turned the freeway into a giant game of pickup sticks. The Post said, unfortunately, this means a local restaurant might be short on utensils tonight. They picked up all of the sticks as well as they could. I wonder if they took one, like the black stick, to move the red stick to, you know. Yeah, that would have been fun. Anyway, we're getting set for today in southwest Wisconsin. We're at 6 above. And again, no delays or cancellations in the school department. Could be a little slippery travel, although the roads have been worked on and treated on since early this morning.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results. From February 10th, we had 351 head a day, 41 head of fat cow day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 177 to 187.5. Choice Holstein steers, 166 to 176. And the select and unfinished steers, 165 and down. 105 head of slaughter cows a day. The top 20% bring, 127 to 140. The middle 60, 105 to 146. And the bottom 20%, 104 and down. 3 bulls a day. Most bulls, 120 to 154. 187 head of calves a day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 640 to 800. Quality Holstein heifer calves 440 and down. Quality beef calves 340 to 1010. And the light and poor quality calves $300 and down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale on Thursday. You got quite a few head consigned already. If you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
We salute all bus drivers in the area hauling that precious cargo. It's School Bus Driver Appreciation Week this week, nationwide. Give them a tip of the cap today. Here's Jelly Roll.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, along with Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's an on-time morning in Southwest Wisconsin. On this Tuesday, it's 6 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires,